in the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information.
You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Good afternoon. It is Tuesday, December the 3rd, 2024. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host for today, DJ Dill Gherkin. Another packed show for you. Weather report, show listings, mandatory heavy. Some new music, a new 7-inch that was just dropped off just last week from a great local band. Lots coming up. Oh, yes. Well, you know, it's certainly beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Yes, one of the, you know, it is, winter certainly has its beauty to it, and certainly parts of that of the winter season is definitely enjoyable, right? What is it called? It's called Hagi or something like that. There's like a Icelandic or is it Norwegian or something like that term about being embracing winter and doing all those kind of winter activities. The one thing that bugs me, it's not even so much the weather or the cold, because at this point in your life, living in Winnipeg, it's just something you deal with and that you understand how to deal with. The one thing that always gets me is that when there's that layer of new snow on the ground, it feels like you're walking through sand, right? Like you're always kind of slipping. You can't quite get your proper stride in, you know, you're slipping, maybe you hit that little patch of ice and you do that weird little dance. You're like, ugh! I don't like that. That's the one thing. And of course, that could be solved if we had proper sidewalk clearing in the city, which I think is one of the many sleeper issues here in the city. It's definitely just most certainly an accessibility issue, because if you have a mobility issue trying to get around with these big mounds of snow, it's impossible, right? My poor 90-year-old grandmother just a couple years back slipped and fell and broke her wrist, right? These things happen all the time. I don't think it's acceptable as a city that we allow people to our elders to be trapped inside or to make life and death situations of whether or not life and death decisions, whether or not they're going to go outside, should be properly cleaned. But it's also just a quality of life thing. I don't know about you, but that feeling of the sand, like the snow is like sand, trying to walk, just that is one of my most hated things. The cold and the weather, whatever. You deal with that. We have clothes, we have layers, we can deal with that. That, the walking, no good. I don't like this. It's my one complaint. And I think I'm justified in this complaint because it is something that is solvable. We can do this together. We can make it an issue. We can make it a political issue if we choose to. Right? We can do that. So there is a positive outlet for this anger. Right? Sometimes your anger just goes out into the world. Sometimes you just got to let it go out, let it breathe a little bit. There's no actual solution you have. You're just frustrated and angry. With this one, we have a solution. We have the means to do it, I believe. Anyway, there's my winter rant that went into a city politics rant. Let's get back into some of the stuff I was playing last week. Last week I started back at the Pack AD, a great garage rock duo out of Vancouver, the West Coast. And we're going to hear two tracks to start us off from their album called We Kill Computers. This is Crazy and 1880. This is the Pack AD on Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKAW 95.9 FM.
Oh,
are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. We just heard two tracks from the Pack AD. They are from Vancouver. You heard 1880 and Crazy off their record We Kill Computers. Now turning towards various very, very serious matters, the weather. Weather report here. Current conditions as observed at the Winnipeg International Airport. -6 currently. Drifting snow. The wind is south-southwest, 33 kilometers. Wind chill, -15. -4 today, so it might warm up a little bit. Tonight, -15, 60% chance of flurries. Snowfall should be about 2 centimeters, with more gusty winds becoming in the afternoon. So probably around now, I would imagine. 30 gusting to 50. And then tomorrow, -14, a mix of sun and cloud, and -19 in the evening. And then that kind of holds into December. Into Thursday, the 5th. -14 again, mix of sun and cloud. So it'll be kind of those kind of sunny, cold winter days. And then we get back into warmer weather, but with that comes snow, right? It'll always... Once it starts to warm up is usually when you can see snow in the forecast. -6 on Friday, but a 60% chance of flurries. So we're going to get snow off and on all through Friday. Saturday, 1. High of 1 in a mix of sun and cloud. And then -3 on Sunday. 60% chance of flurries. Monday, it's looking like -11, a mix of sun and cloud. So it'll warm up, of course. That Saturday, 1 degrees, mix of sun and cloud, that will probably mean we'll be getting more, things will get more slick as it melts, maybe for a little bit in the afternoon, and then it'll freeze again, which is not good. So take care walking, you know, riding your bike and driving, check up on people in your life that you know or maybe have mobility issues, got grandparents that might be a little tough for them to get around. Check in on them. This is a tough time of year at sometimes for some people, and they feel a little more shut in. So it's good to give that helping hand. Now looking at the averages and its streams. The normal value on this day is usually around almost -6, so we're about seasonal right now. The extreme value, the highest recorded, was in 1941 with 6 degrees, which is that's pretty warm for December. Minimum low is -14. Most extreme value recorded, -33 in 1964. Ooh, that's brutal. And it also had a wind chill of -42. Yikes. Things could always be worse, right? Maximum wind speed, 69 kilometers in 1958. Most precipitation, 61. 1961 was 66 millimeters. Most snow on the ground, 67 centimeters. The maximum snow on the ground that was recorded on this date was 57 centimeters in 1955. Did that coincide with a major flood that year? 57 centimeters seems like a lot of snow. So there is your weather report for this week, and also some historical data as well to kind of conceptualize your day and what this weather means in the grand scheme of things, right? It's good to have a bit of perspective, right? It could be -33 like it was in 1964. Yikes. That is brutal. I'm assuming we might get to that kind of a temperature at some point in this winter, although again, and this is something that I've been meaning to actually delve into the numbers. It feels like we don't have that string of just -20 for months and weeks, right? Growing up, I recall having indoor recesses quite a bit in the winters because it was just too cold for us to go out. You know, -30, -30, pretty consistently. Now I feel like it kind of breaks up. We get a cold snap, and then it turns warmer. And this is just a feeling that I have. I don't have any stats to back that up, and I've always been meaning to go back and look at it. But perhaps you also have this same experience of, like, I remember it was just straight -20. Like, once we hit around Christmas, it was just -20 into February, every day, just unrelenting. And I don't know if that's better or worse than now, where we have these fluctuations. A number of years ago, I recalled it rained in February, which was the weirdest, one of the weirdest darn things I think I've ever experienced. Just didn't seem right. Didn't seem right at all. Now, let's go back to, I think we're going to be ending now our exploration of Tricky Woo. Yes, Montreal-based band. This is their last record, First Blush. Well, one of their last records. I believe they released a record in 2015, although I'm not sure if that's just a compilation or what. But this is their this record in 2005, First Blush, was the last of their original run as a band. And like I said, they started off as sort of a garage rock revival band. Before garage rock revival was a thing, right? Their first record comes out in like 96, right? So garage rock revival was not a thing at that point. By the time, you know, 2005, I feel like that's the height of White Stripes and Seven Nation Army and the whole kind of revival of all that. By that time, they've already sort of moved on to a different kind of sound. So this is their last record, First Blush. We're going to hear two tracks, Pink Thunder and First Blush, the title track, I guess. So this is Tricky Woo. Let's see what they were doing in 2005, the garage rock revivalists. What was going on? This is Tricky Woo, Radio Free Winnipeg, here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
creatures asleep at the throne. Oh, I get to work, baby, but you always come around. Sweet jubilation, I've been so patient for your first blush, first blush. Oh, I ain't looking for no secondhand rush, first blush, first blush.
Tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Indeed, the beat goes on. We just heard two tracks from the Montreal band Tricky Woo off their 2005 record, First Blush. You heard First Blush and then Pink Thunder, a band a little bit before their time. Started off as a garage rock revival band in the mid-ish 90s. By the time the garage rock revival was happening, they had already moved on. As you can hear with that, with those tracks, a little more definitely rock and roll, but not so much the garage rock sound that they were doing at first. Still, great Canadian band. In the same vein, I think a little bit of Tricky Woo, that kind of rock and roll sound. Sounds kind of new and fresh, but also kind of a classic sound, kind of a mix of both. We just had a drop-off just this last week of a new record from North Graffiti. They had just done their CD release show, a single release show at Sidestage just a couple weeks ago. And so I believe it was Ian Lotowitz who dropped this off. And then we quickly got it cataloged into the collection here. And it's great to have a 7-inch, right? Vinyl and all that kind of stuff is very expensive. And it's sometimes cost prohibitive for bands to put that stuff out. But here they have a great 7-inch. That classic 7-inch format here. So we're going to hear a little bit from North Graffiti. This is the B-side of the 7-inch, Don't Cry to Me. This is North Graffiti here on Radio Free Winnipeg, here on CKUW 95.9 FM. And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. We just heard off the 7-inch release that North Graffiti just did. That was Don't Cry to Me off the B-side. North Graffiti, of course, is made up of a lot of guys that are in a lot of different bands, actually. Johan Lodowitz, vocals and guitar, Kyle Monkman, Joel Leinhardt, Marty Lafreniere, might be pronouncing that wrong, bass and vocals. Yeah, you might recognize them in a bunch of different stuff. I know Kyle Monkman is quite busy as well in the local music scene. One thing I will mention is that the lead singer, Lodowitz there, he also is known to do a pretty good cover band of Tom Petty, which he occupies the Tom Petty role in that band, called Damned the Torpedoes. I've seen them play at the Times Changed a number of times. Can't help but hear a little bit of a Tom Petty influence in some of the songwriting. I don't know. I'd have to ask him if there's any direct correlation. I mean, you'd think learning covering those songs would have that kind of effect. But in the choruses and some of the songwriting, I'm picking up a little bit of Tom Petty in there, amongst other things. Just as a note. Let's get into now some of the things that are happening in around our hometown of Winnipeg. Of course, in the background, we have the track Hometown from Witch, the great Zamrock band, which stands for We Intend to Cause Havoc. Great name. Let's talk a bit about our hometown here, shall we? Our great friends at the Dave Barber Cinema Tech have a lot of different stuff being on offer here in December. December 4th, actually, the staff picks will be Eyes Wide Shut, which is, I believe, that's Stanley Kubrick's last film, so that's something to note. But as well as that, they do every Tuesday their Trash Cult Tuesdays. This is, they're doing a double feature, Silent Night, Deadly Night, and Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2. So this looks like a classic. It's a demented story of little Billy Chapman, traumatized by his parents' Christmas Eve murder, then brutalized by sadistic nuns in an orphanage. And then Billy grows up and dresses as Santa and goes on a Yuletide rampage to punish the naughty with extreme prejudice. That sounds like a lot of fun. So part one and part two, Silent Night, Deadly Night, every Tuesday in December, 7 p.m. and then 9 p.m. double feature. Sounds like a lot of fun. That's down at the good old Dave Barber Cinematheque, 100 Arthur Street. One show I will note that's coming up next week, but you should probably jump on tickets very quickly, which is December 13th, that's Friday, Holy Night, Holy Void album release. So Holy Void has got a new album coming out there. It's a packed, night here. Holy Void, Show Pony, and Tired Cossack. Vance cost is $20. Door cost is $30. That's going to be a great night. That gets me in the Christmas spirit, I must say. Just also in the area here, there's also a show on Friday at Public Domain as well. That is, let's pull it up here. Friday, December the 6th at Public Domain. So that's 633 Portage Avenue. It's basically beside Goodwill, where Goodwill used to be. This is Disco Needs a Squeeze presents Puppet Wipes, and that's two separate bands, Puppet and then Wipes. And then Jug, Negative Charge. That sounds like a fun time. Calgary Punks, Puppet Wipes, and special guests Jug and Negative Charge. Doors at 9 p.m., show at 10, $20 at the door. That'll be fun time. That's put on by the great folks at Disco Needs a Squeeze. And then turning our attention southward, our friends to the south, that would be, of course, the Park Theater, Side Stage. They got some stuff coming up. Todd Barry, comedian, will be coming here this Sunday, December the 8th. That seems, it'll be a fun time. I've enjoyed some of his, Todd Barry's comedic stylings. There's also just Saturday, December 7th, the Rippers with Sweet Alibi. That looks like fun. And Side Stage, which is basically right beside the Park Theater. Tons of bands here. Jace Bonder Band on the 5th, December the 5th. That's a Thursday. And I believe Jace is leaving town to go play in a band in France. So this, I think, is his going away party. Lucas Roger Band album release show. With Cassidy Mann, and Dom and Jacob, which I believe Jacob, that's Jacob Berdowski, singer-songwriter, also the host of Let's Play DJ on Fridays, 4 to 5 p.m. And we should also mention, at the Handsome Daughter, Friday, Real Love Fest is having Sam Fournier Shallow Lake EP release with Chris Ulrich and Tofu Smell. That'll be fun. And then, of course, our great friends, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about them, our great friends over at Into the Music, 295 McDermott, December 6th, Moya Winnipeg, which is sort of like a, they describe themselves as drawing on hardcore, post-punk, tech death, and noise rock. So that's the free all-ages show at Into the Music this Friday, 7:30. So tons of great stuff happening this week. And a little further in, again, that Holy Void show on December 13th, that'll be a heck of a time. Let's now turn to I do have this actually set up. Another album I was kind of going through that I found in the music collection a little while ago. John Spencer Blues Explosion, Acme. Here's a couple more tracks from this record. This is I Want to Make It Right and Lovin' Machine. This is the John Spencer Blues Explosion right now on Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Come on out of the cold.
distortion. Space is the place me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway. Yeah, but don't be hypnotized, no. Reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy.
Yeah, but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
Macho Man
nothing
Randy
Savage. Nothing means nothing.
Nothing
means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
War, I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. We just heard two tracks from the John Spencer Blues Explosion off their release Acme. That was Lovin' Machine and I Want to Make It Right. Before all that, we heard the B-side single off the recently released 7-inch from North Graffiti, Don't Cry to Me. Getting close to 4 p.m., which is mandatory heavy time, but to tide us over, we're going to go to Idols. Yes, I believe Bristol's favorite sons, the Nickelback of noise rock, Idols. Here's Grace and Hall & Oates. This is Idols here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM.